You're listening to the Anfield Wrap. My name's Adam Smith, and this is AFQ Football, the show in which we answer questions sent in by yourselves, normally on the Anfield Wrap's Facebook subscribers group. But we've got a lovely little panel of people to answer your questions this week, including Ian Salmon, Carl Kopak, Paula Murphy, and Neil Atkinson, who is also producing. So the first question we're going to go is with Johnny Morocco, which I'm fairly certain I've established in the past is not a real name, but it's not going to dampen my enjoyment of it in any way, who said, who would be your ideal owner of the football club? Who would be your ideal owner of the football club? Now, I'm going to allow you to be a bit sort of, I don't know, I guess esoteric is maybe the word for this. It doesn't have to be like a specific person, but I would just like a bit of an idea of what you think the right ownership for Liverpool Football Club should be. Okay, and we're going to start with somebody who's probably written an article about this for the site, Carl Kopak.
I have, yeah, many times. the problem I've got with the ownership of this club is I don't trust John Henry. I don't trust FSG. I didn't trust the family before that. I definitely didn't trust the family before that. And I don't trust me, and I don't trust the fans, and I don't trust anyone on this club. That's the problem I've got with ownership of this football club. No one is big enough to take on the significance of Liverpool Football Club in the way I see it. And that's the issue, including myself. So I always come to the FSG out arguments about with a sort of yes, but who, you know, I don't really want to be run by a country. Thank you. I don't really want to be run by someone who gazes disdainfully at Kenny Dalglish. 10 years, still waving that flag. I don't know. I just want someone with money who doesn't speak. That'd be quite nice. That's all I want.
Like a mute billionaire.
A mute billionaire, yeah. And that definitely isn't me.
Ian, obviously Carl's being slightly tongue-in-cheek there, but the reality is that I think everybody has different expectations of what an owner should bring to a football club, don't they? And it's very difficult to kind of figure out where you, like, how do you get the right one in that circumstance?